two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
This is the 5 o'clock report. 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial-free. I'm Jeff Kaplan. KSL's top story. Coronavirus shots could be coming to your front door if you live in Salt Lake County. County leaders are worried some elderly and low-income residents might fall through the cracks when it comes to getting a shot, so they're using new mobile health centers to get the shots out. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has details.
The vehicles being used as the new mobile health centers are a bit smaller than an average food truck, and county officials say they don't know yet how many county residents they'll be able to reach per day. But they say the point of these trucks isn't to boost the vaccination rate. They say there are people who can't drive themselves to their vaccination appointments, so if there are roughly a dozen people in one community that can't travel, the mobile centers will go out to them.
County officials say if the trucks need to be converted for a mass vaccination event, they can be. The state says they're getting enough vaccines, but the fluctuating number of doses each week can be hard to plan around. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards reports.
This Tuesday, State Immunization Director Rich Lakin was surprised to look at the system and see that 30% more Moderna doses are on the way to Utah for next week.
Unfortunately, the federal government gives us information on a week-to-week basis. We have been receiving about a 2-5% increase the weeks prior.
They'll take these extra doses and get them out, most likely to independent living centers that fall in between the gaps of long-term care facilities already getting the vaccine and the appointments for ages 70 plus. Lakin told the David Ujanovic Show they expect to lower that age range after mid-February. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Codes used to register healthcare workers and seniors for the vaccine have been leaked online. Salt Lake County health officials say the codes were emailed. They gave specific dates, times, and locations, but someone posted the codes on Instagram. So people signed up for a shot when they weren't eligible. The county says they'll turn away people who show up and aren't qualified for the vaccine. The Biden administration is out with a new projection of how many Americans will die from COVID. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the administration projects as many as 90,000 Americans will die from the coronavirus in the next 4 weeks. The president asking citizens to recommit to social distancing measures and mask wearing. That is, the administration looks for new ways to speed up vaccine production and distribution. The president is keeping his campaign promise to open K through 8 schools within the first 100 days of his presidency. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki telling reporters, the White House is putting together a list of all supplies needed to make that happen.
As our COVID team has outlined, that's going to require testing materials, support for contact tracing, vaccinations for teachers, and ensuring they're equitably provided.
Meantime, the president taking sweeping actions to fight climate change. Mr. Biden stressing he won't silence scientists.
I'm signing a presidential memorandum making it clear that we will protect our world-class scientists from political interference and ensure they can think, research, and speak freely and directly to me, the vice president, and the American people.
The president says we can't wait any longer to address the climate crisis. He's issued executive orders to cut oil, gas, and coal emissions and double energy production from offshore wind turbines. Before the closing bell, The Dow tumbling more than 600 points. The 2% drop is its largest in 3 months. The S&P 500 also erasing its gains for the year by dropping 2.6%. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
So a bunch of Reddit investors are playing the market, pushing up the price of GameStop. Remember GameStop, the brick-and-mortar video game store? The company's stock jumped more than 822% since the beginning of the year, 134% today. The editor-in-chief of Investopedia, Caleb Silver, talks about how high this stock could go.
You could easily see GameStop go to $1,000 a share, and you could see some of these other companies that are highly shorted by big institutions go even higher just because this frenzy.
Yeah, the stock was at like $3 a month or so ago. AMC Entertainment, the movie theater chain, has risen more than 400% in the past 5 trading sessions. When the Jazz go up against the Dallas Mavericks tonight in 2 hours, Donovan Mitchell won't be there. He's out with a possible concussion. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has details.
The team says he got hurt last night against the Knicks and first started having symptoms this morning. Now they're following the NBA's concussion protocol. Late in the second quarter, Mitchell took an elbow to the face on an offensive foul from Austin Rivers. At another point, a knee to the head on a rebound. It's not clear when he got hurt. He finished the game playing a total of 34 minutes, but had a rough shooting night with only 9 points. The team says they'll continue to monitor him. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 5:05. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. And here's Ricky Meese.
A few traffic problems out in the valley. We do have a crash in downtown Salt Lake City at 9th West and 800 South. Plus, a KSL traffic trooper giving us a heads up. There's a table in the far left lane, eastbound I-215 South Belt near Redwood Road. Now, for those who are traveling the valley freeways, you actually have good speeds, light traffic, and no problems. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The 5 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time, 5:06.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.